You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's head out to Montville. It's Steve. It's the fan. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, Moose, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Okay, kids good?
Yeah, everyone's doing well. Thank you for asking. I'll get into it. We had a little bit of an illness going through the house. I mean, I'm ecstatic to be here in studio based on what transpired the last 3-4 days, but we'll get into that in a little bit later on the show.
Okay, I want to talk about the Mets offseason plans.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, not signing Pete is going to be a disaster. Now, putting aside the offense, the power. Okay. Just talking about the defense. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but back in the late 80s, Mets had two center fielders, Mookie Wilson and Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah.
And it was always a debate, you know, who should be the center fielder. And in the end, it turned out to be Philadelphia's second baseman, Juan Samuel. And it was just a disaster. So I think even defensively, Pete will have a better year than the gentleman that they just signed. And offensively, he's 10 times the player.
Well, but Stevie, were you really surprised Alonso left?
You know, I wasn't surprised, but I think it would have been a little easier to take if, and assuming he is making moves for more offensive players, if he had gotten those first, then you could see, well, you know, no chance for Pete. Let you down easy. But this was just horrendous. I mean, this is like going.
Well, the off season is not. It's interesting. I'll tell you this. I mean, Stearns is basically throwing everything out there for it. I mean, he is throwing himself into the line of fire because he wants to build this team in his mold. If it works, great. He'll get all the accolades. If he doesn't, he's going to be looking for a job. I mean, that's it. Cohen is giving him the freedom to be able to operate and run this team as he sees fit. And Cohen's going to do that because he waited for him for the better part of a year and a half to shake free from the Milwaukee Brewers. So they didn't feel like it was sustainable. After their run to the NLCS, we saw what transpired this past year, and it was an unmitigated disaster. Now, they could talk about culture, and they could talk about the locker room and, you know, whether or not Lindor and Soto got along and Nimmo and Lindor got along and everything like that and, you know, where it went all awry this past season. I mean, you want to get down to it. You know, we could talk about relationships and friendships and whether or not the team bonded. The pitching stunk. You can't win in baseball if you don't have no pitching. So the pitching stunk. And, you know, that is an indictment on David Stern. So, you know, you can get it, everything else is a distraction. It was not sustainable. What transpired early last season, I said at the time, was not sustainable for the Mets. I didn't think it would fall apart like it did toward the tail end of the year. But, you know, and they found a jewel in Nolan McClain. You know, I don't know what Jonah Tong is going to be. His fastball looked like a little short when it comes to major league level. It didn't have the late life that you're looking for. But I think they found something, obviously, in a big-time talent in Nolan McClain. But the reason, though, why the Mets failed this past season, the nonsense about everything else, the pitching stunk. And the moves that Stearns made at the MLB trade deadline were disastrous.
Absolutely. But I will say one thing about Stearns. That's good. He's managed to do in 2 years what it's taken Brian Cashman 20 years, which is to get all the fans against him.
Oh, well, Cashman won a lot. I mean, I don't, you know, and,
well,
and
yeah,
the fans
saying,
are,
you know,
are
tired of
listen, and Stearns, you know, is, you know, Stearns is, you know, quirky a little bit. You know, doesn't really give you all that much. Keeps everything close to the vest. The Alonso signing should not be, and I understand why Met fans are irate. You love them, right? You love them. You loved them as a homegrown Met. You love the moment that he had becoming the all-time home run Met, home run leader in Met franchise history. You know, the call by Gary Cohen that night, and you know, the graphic that they had on in center field and everything like that. And Alonso has had a lot of big moments for the New York Mets, and it's going to be very, very difficult to go out there and replicate that production. However, him leaving in free agency should not be surprising in any way, shape, or form. I mean, if you just paid attention, read the tea leaves, Stearns was not a Alonso guy, and the Mets were never going to, if the Mets didn't want to give him a long-term deal last offseason, what would lead you to believe that they were going to give him one this offseason? And they don't believe that an aging, power-hitting first baseman, who's better defensively than probably he's given credit for, but is not Keith Hernandez, is not Dom Mattingly, is not JT Snow at first base. Well, what would lead you to believe that all of a sudden that mindset is going to change?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And they don't believe he's going to age well. I mean, that's it. And the Baltimore Orioles are a desperate team. Had a disastrous year looking for power. They know what they're going to get in Alonso, at least in the short term. He gets the 5-year contract with the Baltimore Orioles. So that should not be all that surprising. Now, the twist here for Stearns is you better win. I mean, that's it. So, you know, you could tell me, well, we're going to be better defensively now with Marcus Semien at second base. And we have changed the locker room and the culture by getting rid of Nimmo because him and Lindor didn't necessarily see eye to eye. and maybe Lindor and Soto now, or maybe Lindor's now off this team. And I could see the reports that, you know, he doesn't really believe in stars. He believes in grinders. Well, I'll tell you this. This is New York City, not Milwaukee. And, you know, you could appreciate, and I'll give Stearns an opportunity to go out there and give himself the time to be able to build this team. But last year, the team was built on where the offense was going to make up for the deficiency in the pitching staff. And you could tell me all you want that Marcus Semien is a plus defender at second base. That's great. Fantastic. Is this team now all of a sudden going to be built on run prevention? That's the way it's going to be built? When you're looking at this group, got to give them time to develop it. You know, Devin Williams was not particularly good as a Yankee. Now he's going to be with the New York Mets. And now he can grow the facial hair, and there's got to be no change in hair policy like the Yankees did last offseason to, you know, go out there and pacify one player. But do I all of a sudden think Devin Williams is going to find it? No, I ironically enough, I think basically Pete Alonso took Devin Williams' soul when he hit that home run in the playoff game 2 years ago. He's never been the same since. Luke Weaver, giving him a contract? I mean, okay. We gave the Mets a ton of credit for their pitching lab and what they did a couple years ago. They got a little arrogant, a little cocky with it, and it blew up in their face. Now we'll see exactly how this group is put together in 2026 and what the finished product is for David Stearns. But it is going to be entirely different. And Cohen has given Stearns an opportunity to build this team as he sees fit. The results have got to be there. Let's head out to Brooklyn. It's Sal. It's the fan. What's going on, Sal?
What's going on, Moose? How you feeling, my brother?
I'm doing great, Sal. Christmas hey, right around the corner. Holiday season ringing in a new year. Everything's wonderful.
And the kids have grown by leaps and bounds, man. I remember when Jackson was born.
Oh, so my. It's crazy. Family, time flies. Back, you get older as well. It stinks. It really does. We 12, 10, and 9.
No, it's a good thing.
No, it's great.
No, look at the bright side. There are guys your age that didn't make it your age. So you're doing good, man. Yeah, as long as you can open up your eyes every day, you're ahead of the game.
That's a good way to look at it, Sal. Thank you.
I'm not old school. I'm really old school. Like, remember Trot Nixon when they used to say he can wake up out of a cold sleep? And then he's going to hit the Yankees.
Yes.
Alonso can wake up in the middle of the night. He's giving you 35, 120, man. Shame on them for getting rid of that. I'm an old school guy. Give me power on the corners, and we'll go with that. But that's their problem. Our problem is Cashman. Dead money at third base. Nothing at shortstop. Second base, who's a good player, but he's not that player that's going to grind it out for you come playoff time. No matter what you want to say about Rice, he's still not a, he's no glove. He's just a half a ball player, a bat. We got a team that's full of DHs.
Yeah,
and that's all built
on. Yankees like the DH.
It's all built on. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, Cashman gets upset when A-Rod and Derek on TV blast him for saying this roster is not constituted to win. Don't get mad, Cash. Do something about it. You got $300 million and you still can't put quality out there. This is New York, man. We like A-listers. We don't like B-actors. That's why these guys.
Yeah, but Sal, I'll tell you, but here's the deal. You like to win. Like, was Joe Girardi an A actor? Was Charlie Hayes an A actor? Was Mariano Duncan an A actor?
No, but you had, they were the ancillary parts.
But they were part of a team that won. Right?
Those were the grinders.
Graham Lloyd, Mike Stanton, Jeff Nelson.
100%. Wetland. Absolute. But you need those players along with the big names. You can't just go in there with Aaron Judge, because if Judge is done, they're not even a playoff team. It's very simple.
Well, you saw that. Absolutely. when he hurt his foot out in Los Angeles, the team went 82-80 that year. Yeah, you can't replicate what Judge does.
LA's got Betts, Freeman, Otani. They got three legit Hall of Famers in a lineup. We got one Aaron Judge. Come on, New York, wake up.
Well, Sal, here's with the Yankees. Yankees got to realize, and Judge obviously has got to carry his part in October as well. Stan was disappointed this October, but Stan has basically been a really good October performer. And I'll be honest with you, like, I've grown to appreciate Giancarlo Stan, but the Yankees have got too many DHs. And you've got to rid yourself of that nonsense. Part of being multiple is not having guys that are, you cross the fingers and hope and say a prayer that they're able to field the position. Dominguez can't field. Like, let's be realistic here. like Dominguez can't field. I don't know exactly where that development was, and as I understand, he's playing center field. Difficult to play left field in the Bronx. I understand sun glare, everything that we've heard before, but Dominguez can't field a fly ball. When he does, it's like, you know, and he actually catches the ball. You say a prayer to the good Lord above. Can't field. Ben Rice is not a fielder. Ben Rice has no position. You've got to rid yourself of the gluttony that you have there. You got to have a balanced lineup. You have guys, yeah, that are multiple. And by the way, did anybody in the Yankees analytics department, when they acquired McMahon from Colorado, did they look at where he was trending offensively? And the other thing, did you look at the home and road splits, what McMahon hit at Colorado as compared to what he hit on the road? I'm just curious. Maybe the analytics department should hire me. You know, like a quick Google search. I think you can look up baseball reference, look up home and road splits, Ryan McMahon. Look at that. But, you know, now all of a sudden, plus defender at third. Yes, I agree with that. Great. Fantastic. He could field the position. Have the Yankees rolled Jazz out there for a number of games. 10:57. Melusa's with you. I'm frustrated. You can tell. 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.